This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. Do your holiday plans this weekend include some fireworks? Well, maybe instead of the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air, you might want something a little calmer for your summer light show. Maybe the calm yellow-green flashes of the family Lampyridae, better known to most people as fireflies, lightning bugs. Joining me now is Mark Branham. He studies firefly evolution and communication, and he's an associate professor in the Department of Entomology and Nematology at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Ira.
First of all, fireflies, they're not a fly, are they?
That's correct. Lots of people think that they're flies because they're called fireflies, and like that would be, you know, a pretty logical assumption, but they're actually beetles.
They're beetles. So what makes a firefly a firefly?
I think a lot of people think that fireflies are those insects which are bioluminescent. And, of course, all fireflies are bioluminescent as a larva. They are not always bioluminescent in the adult stage. There are some species that, in place of, you know, broadcasting bioluminescent signals, they actually use pheromones instead. Hmm. But there are also other beetles that are also bioluminescent. And so it's not that one characteristic that actually makes a firefly. It's a variety of pretty specialized morphological features, like a certain type of a mandible and some other features as well.
So they don't all flash at night, is what you're saying?
That's correct, yeah.
So what are they doing when they're flashing?
It seems to have first evolved in the larval stage. Firefly larvae use their glows as a warning signal, as a way to tell predators at night, don't eat me, I don't taste very good.
Oh, is that true? Have you ever tasted one?
I have, actually, and it is something that is, you know, not that pleasant. I'm not a, like, intended predator, probably.
I gotcha. So some of them flash because they want to let you know that they're there, and don't eat me because I don't taste too good.
That's right, and that's also present in their eggs, as all firefly eggs also glow. And then that same bioluminescence has been carried over into the pupal stage, and so they also glow. And then in the adult stage, it has been carried over into a couple different lineages, and is then, I think, that it still functions as a warning signal, but it's also co-opted as a courtship signal, as a way to, like, say, hey, I'm a member of the following species. I'm a male or I'm a female. Here's a little bit something about me.
So when a firefly flashes, it's in the courting dance, so to speak.
All the fireflies which you see flying around while they're flashing in the United States, those are typically male fireflies. Hmm. And they're out there flying around, and they're actually broadcasting that they are a male of a certain species. Every flashing species has their own species-specific flash pattern. And then the females of our North American species are perched down in the grass, and they wait until they see a male of their species, which they find attractive to the extent that they actually want to respond to that male signal. And then there is a very species-specific time delay after the last male flash to the point where the female flashes back. Mm-hmm. And then there is a short courtship dialogue until the male can then find the female.
What is there about the flashing? I know you're not a female firefly. that one chooses one firefly over the other to respond to.
Well, actually, that was the focus of my master's thesis. I was curious about, you know, all these species have, you know, species specific flash patterns, and so how could you get speciation? How could you get a change in the signal which would then lead to one species actually diverging into two? And so I actually constructed a mechanical firefly, and I then created flash patterns based on the actual variation found in that male population. I tried lots of different variations of you know, signal parameters, and then also levels of those parameters. And I was able to find that in the species I was studying, which was Photinus consimilis, the females preferred males who could flash really fast at a high flash rate. And then also interestingly, there was a flash rate that was so high, males couldn't flash past that, yet the females still had a preference for those really, really high flash rates.
Now, you said before that some fireflies use pheromones and then some of them use light. Is there a progression, an evolutionary progression perhaps here?
There is. So if you think of the firefly family tree or the phylogeny, down at the bottom are the more ancestral or the more primitive fireflies. Those species use pheromones as their courtship signal, and they have very small eyes and they have very large antennae because they actually smell with their antennae. And then as you go up in that family tree to the more derived fireflies, then you find that they combine pheromone use with also producing a bioluminescent glow. And then if you look at their morphology, they have eyes that are even larger, and their antennae are conversely getting much smaller. And then if you look up at the top of the family tree to the most sophisticated fireflies in quite a few lineages, you have the presence of just flash signals. And there is no pheromones being used, and they have really large eyes, and they have sort of more simple antennae.
So over time, then, nature found that light beats smell, so to speak.
I think actually it can be habitat specific, and then like also you can encode lots of information in a flash signal, and a flash signal also is pretty fast because it travels at the speed of light, and so we're still trying to figure out what are the advantages of the one over the other. But I think one thing is true, that like with these, put these signals anyway, you have like increased complexity over time.
We keep seeing stories that the fireflies are in decline. Is that true?
That sure seems to be true. I get phone calls and I get like emails all the time asking me this. And the problem is we just don't have very good numbers on prior firefly populations from the years past. If we did, we could like accurately tell it if that was true. But subjectively, pretty much everybody agrees that it sure seems like there are far fewer fireflies out now than there were.
Might pesticides have anything to do with any decline?
That could be a part of the equation, but I think probably that more of an impact is probably felt as a result of light pollution. Mm-hmm. There is a lot more light that is pumped out into these habitats. Lots of areas are just lit up, and it like never gets really, really dark. And fireflies, each species really has a specific time of the night in which they try to find a mate, and they tell what time that is based on how dark it is. And so if it like never gets to be that dark, then they don't come out and start flashing. Or if it's dark enough, then they'll come out and they'll start flashing, but there's still so much ambient light out there that they have a much more difficult time finding their mates.
So at different times of night, this is interesting, at different times of night, depending on how dark it is, there will be different species of fireflies out.
That's correct, yeah. I commonly tell people that it's kind of like acts of a play. If you just take your lawn chair out and you just set it up and you like have your beverage of choice, you can actually watch the play unfold as one species comes out right at dusk and they'll flash for approximately 45 minutes. And like then as they wind down, then you have another species coming out, maybe two. And so they can, not only do they all have their own distinct flash patterns, but they also partition up the evening into certain activity periods. And they also partition up their habitats in a more spatial way. And so some of the fireflies just flash up in the trees. Others are like found really low to the ground. And this is all done, I think, to try to minimize signal noise in these habitats.
Is there something that people can try at home in their backyard if they want to know more about them?
Absolutely. I think that that, you know, lots of biologists actually really got started working on fireflies when they started talking to them. And it's actually pretty easy. I tell people that it's as easy as to find a little pen light flashlight, and you probably also have to like add some black electrical tape over the end to try to match the like intensity of light from the pen light to accurately mimic the flash intensity of those fireflies which you see in your yard or your area. And then if you just hold it down by the grass and just try to simulate a female signal, and you might actually call down males. You can sit in a field, and then if you watch long enough, you can see females in the grass respond to a flying male. And then that way, you can see firsthand what the appropriate roughly timing parameters are of that female flash pattern, and then how long after the male flash they are responding. And then if you just mimic that, you can call in lots of fireflies and they'll come right to you and they'll even land in your hand. You can also get much more sophisticated by some colored LED lights and some wire and some batteries and some switches. And, you know, make an artificial firefly, which you can set way out in front of you so that you like have a much broader field of view. And then that way you can experiment with like intensities of light, also colors of light. And it's really fun to like sort of get in the conversation with these insects.
Thank you for enlightening us, so to speak, about fireflies for this 4th of July weekend. I'm going to go out there and put together what I just heard. So thank you, Mark.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mark Branham is an associate professor in the Department of Entomology and Nematology at the University of Florida in Gainesville. And if the firefly's language of light fascinates you, head over to sciencefriday.com where you can see our newest video all about the brilliant displays of these beetles.